You know, God had a funny way to kind of change my homily at the last minute. This afternoon, I was going reading through my Christmas cards that people sent me. I heard a bell rung, and a middle-aged man came by the door, and I said, "Oh, great, you know, I'm a human being, I'm not a saint, okay?" I said, "Oh, great, what does he want?" And he just looked at me and said, "Father, we're on our way up north to go back to our family, and we ran out of gas. Would you help us?" And I was in my short at that time and t-shirt. I said, "Okay, may I come out and talk with you since Buddy and Joy were inside? I didn't want them to attack him or anything." So I went outside and I looked at the car and I saw two young children in the back. And he ran out of gas. And I asked myself, should I help him or not? Is he lying or is he really in need of help? And at that moment, I heard the voice in my head said, "Help him." So I took out the cash that I have and I said, "This is what I have. I hope it's enough to get you to the next place and hope you can find some help at the next place." And I imagine that same episode, it's like Joseph and Mary looking for a space in the inn, yet being rejected all the time. And oftentimes, we have many different reasons to reject people when they need us for help, me including, because I sometimes question their intention, if they really need help or not. Yet, I imagine that each and every one of us, God sometimes providentially put people in our lives that make us question our intention and their intention. At the end of the day, just like I have told you in the past, we cannot know what they think in their heart. And sometimes we need to do what is right and let God take care of the rest, right? Our generosity is important. And it reminds me of a meme on the internet, on Facebook today, that many people have been sharing. Well, it reminds us that each and every one of us is an innkeeper. And we have to decide whether we have enough room for Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. And that is important for us to realize. I'm not talking about a physical way yet. I'm talking about a spiritual openness of our heart. Will you invite Jesus into and be the center of your Christmas celebration yet or not? My brothers and sisters, it saddened me that Christmas had become a very secularized holiday. It's just another chance to sell stuff. I got an email today from Best Buy, last chance sale. It's what tempting, but do I really need any of those stuff or not? My brothers and sisters, Christmas is an openness and an invitation to open our heart to welcome the Savior deep from within. If we don't have Jesus deep from within our heart, then really, he is not going to be in the relationship that we have with one another. Think about that. Why can you and I bear one another? Why do you bear me? Why do I bear you and not kill you and vice versa? Because we could see the presence of God in one another. And it's important for us to realize why we celebrate Christmas. That each and every one of us have that key to open up our heart to make room for Jesus Christ. Not just for Christmas, but for the rest of our life. God Saint Augustine and many saints have said, God created the whole world without our help. But because of the respect of our human freedom, He will only save us if we allowed Him to. How beautiful that is. We have that power to turn the key, open the door of our heart, and invite Him in. Each and every one of us need God, not just for Christmas, but every day of our lives. Christmas bears a significant meaning for me. Today is my birthday, but I also remember that when we first came to America, 1994, Mom and Dad got their paycheck, and we went, Mom and Dad took us to Big Lot on December 24th, because we didn't have a lot of money. And Mom and Dad just said, you can choose your presents today, but we can only afford $5 max. And we chose our presents. And I remember it was so wonderful because I knew how hard my parents worked to give us that $5 of gift. My brothers and sisters, especially you too, my children who are here, do you know the sacrifices that your parents work so hard to give to you each day? Not the things that you're going to have under the Christmas tree tonight or tomorrow, depending on your family tradition of opening gifts, but the gifts that they consistently give to you each and every day without you and I knowing. The gift of consistent love. That is important. The same thing to God. Oftentimes we want God to be like the genie to wow us. But His love for us has always been simple and consistent. And it's up to us to open up our heart, clear up our vision in order to realize that He's in me, working in me, and I need Him. It's a personal relationship that permeates, that change, that give us life. My brothers and sisters, I don't know what else to wish for you for Christmas, except that I wish and I hope that for this Christmas, look at the people around you. Go ahead, look at the people around you. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't know them. But the people that you know, I hope that you can make a personal promise that I give you a personal promise that I will love you more each day this upcoming year. Not in a magnificent way, but in a simple and consistent way. Jesus came to save us. And He desired that His love be shown. And I imagine at Saint Joseph and Mother Mary, how much shame or guilt or sadness they must have when they don't have a little space to put their child down, to give birth to their child. Yet, at that moment, it really doesn't matter. They had each other. Jesus, look at Mary and that, His whole universe right now. Mary and Joseph, look at Jesus. That's God for them at that moment. Look at one another, just as Jesus, look at Mother Mary and Joseph as His nativity. Just as Mary and Joseph seek Him in the simpleness of all of it. My brothers and sisters, don't complicate your relationship. Please do not. Don't complicate your relationship, but simplify everything by making Jesus Christ the center of all of your relationship so that you and I can give the gifts that truly matter, the gifts of relationship and the ability to treasure the people that are in our lives and allowing our faith to radiate, motivate, transform, and moves us in every single way. Merry Christmas to all.